You're sinking into the deep heart of retreat. And instead of a Dharma talk proper today, I'd like to offer a guided meditation. And this is a journey into the heart of the one who asks. So please find a comfortable seat. And start by simply feeling aware of your body in space. Breathing. Being aware of both the outside world, the sounds, and also the inside world at the same time. One seamless body. And allowing your eyeballs to turn around, to turn inwards, so that your primary focus now is inside. We'll start with a sweep through the body. And the invitation is simply to notice anything that might be happening, anything that you might notice in your body. This could be a physical feeling or sensation or discomfort or pleasure. It could be an emotional feeling. It could be, at any point, what I call a felt sense, which is something where you kind of know something's there, but you don't know what it is. You know, like something's happening, something's stirring, but there may not be words or even specifics for it. And it might simply just be a feeling of energy, a pattern of energy. And it may change. So just simply be open and notice what's happening and what parts of your body are most alive or most constricted or perhaps most numb. The feet and the toes and the ankles. The shins and the calves. The knees. Simply noticing any sensation with curiosity, but without judgment. The thighs. The hips. The pelvis. The lower belly. The upper belly around the solar plexus. The whole abdomen. The heart. The area around the heart. The shoulders. The neck and throat. The hands and wrists. Forearms. Elbows. Upper arms. The face. The jaw. The tongue. The eye sockets. The inner ear. The brain. The scalp. The whole body. Noticing any patterns or networks of feeling, sensation, or energy that connect through your body. Allowing it to be okay, just as it is. Now I invite you to find a place where you found the sensation or feeling to be particularly strong. And for most people, this is somewhere between the hips and the throat, somewhere in the abdomen or chest. Simply notice where you find a lot of feeling rising of any sort, or physical sensation, or strong energy. Or simply a place that seems to need attention. Perhaps it feels constricted. And allowing your internal attention to rest in that place. Knowing that it's safe. It's safe to pay attention. And simply finding a seat nearby, near to this place, and just letting yourself take a relaxed look, internal look and feel for this feeling state. What's it like to simply allow yourself to rest in your attention in this sensation? And as you sit nearby and watch, it's possible that things might change, and that's absolutely fine. And it may not. And that's fine too. There's no agenda. Nothing in particular needs to happen. It's simply an opportunity to show up to your heart in a full way. Now you can get up from your seat nearby and move closer to this sensation. Getting really close and getting a chance to get to know it. Does it have a shape? Does it have like boundaries and outline, or is it more sort of amorphous or fluctuating? Does it have a texture? Are there times that it feels sharp or sort of piercing? Are there times that it feels heavy? Are there times that it feels joyful? Or perhaps something that doesn't meet any of these kinds of words? Can you move in even closer? Right inside. But if that feels overwhelming in any way, you don't have to do that. You can move further away at any time. If any of this feels too much, please back off. But if it feels safe, and if you're interested, take another couple of steps inside of this sensation. Does it have a color? Maybe more than one. Does it have a rhythm or a vibration? Does it have density? Does it move as you watch it, as you participate with it? Does it shift and change in response to your attention? If you were an artist and you could paint this place, what would that look like? If you were a dancer and you could dance unimpeded in and around this place, what would that be like? Seeing if it's possible to soften even further, to open even further into this tender place. And allowing any feelings that arise with a feeling of welcome, and without fear. And simply a further investigation, does this place have an inside? Is there a door or a window or any kind of gate that leads to the very inner sanctum of this sensation? And if there is a door or a gate, do you want to walk through it into the center? It's okay if you do or if you don't. But perhaps it's possible to take another step off the end, you know, into the very heart of the heart. Into the most tender, wide open, vulnerable, raw place. And just allowing yourself to dwell there for a few moments. As you're ready, taking a few steps back, not in the spirit of getting away, but just of getting perspective, getting away from the center of things and into the middle. And just noticing, since you started to pay attention to this aspect of yourself, of your experience, what's changed? Has anything gotten bigger or smaller, heavier or lighter? Thicker or thinner? Have patterns of energy shifted at all? As you move back towards that seat, nearby to that sensation area, just simply noticing what might have changed. And allowing any feelings, emotions, sensations, to rise and fall. And becoming aware that our attention has been inward. And each person in this room has likely had an experience of contacting a strong feeling, sensation, or difficulty. And as we allow our attention to move outward, becoming aware of the shared field of support of communion. Feeling like what it's like to share together an awareness of our poignant hearts. And allowing that tender spot in yourself to open to the room. To flow outward and to flow inward. To give and receive. To offer the very natural compassion that arises, you know, like reaching for your pillow in the night. And allowing that compassion to flow towards you. It's just a big circulation. It doesn't stop. And knowing that any time in your meditation when your heart needs attention, when your body, mind, heart needs care, that you can go to that place inside that needs tender, loving care and curiosity. Can really get to know it, allow it to blossom. And noticing also that any time that that feels hard or you feel discouraged, that there's always this network of energy and care in this field, in the group. And sometimes that can just carry you along. And allowing this very human koan, the heart of the one who asks, your heart, to be your teacher, your guide in your meditation. Let it tell you what is needed. Let it lead the way. Thank you.